And an interesting development in terms of researchers, including some affiliated to Stellenbosch University, coming up with a new way of monitoring and reporting the impact of invasive aliens on floral kingdoms, on unique biospheres. And as I say, that's an important thing for us because we have so many of them. Professor Dave Richardson joins me now, distinguished professor at the Center for Excellence for Invasion Biology at Stellenbosch University. Prof. Richardson, a very good afternoon. Thanks for your time.
Afternoon, Mike. Hi there.
The Center for Excellence for Invasion Biology. So clearly this is a very specific topic.
Absolutely, Mike, yes. It's a field that has really exploded in the last few decades. Invasive species are becoming a huge problem in all ecosystems of the world, even in really isolated places like Antarctica. We are beginning to have huge problems with invasions now.
Okay, now we obviously have very particular ones. Some of them are very obvious to us. We can see the trees, we can see the Port Jacksons, we can see the stuff that isn't meant to be there. But presumably it's a much broader issue than that.
Yes, absolutely so. And in this paper that you mentioned, we had a look at protected areas around the world and in particular the so-called World Heritage Sites. These are areas of extraordinary biological and cultural importance that are deemed necessary to conserve internationally for humankind, and we found that in the 250 odd natural world heritage sites, there were 300 species which were listed as being a major threat as invaders, but when we looked into this, we soon became aware that the problem was much, much worse than that, and that the reporting on those species that were a threat was completely inadequate, and so we set about trying to develop a new framework which would enable the managers and the agencies responsible for these World Heritage Sites to record which species are there over time, and to record also things like the effectiveness of management interventions. All of this information over time will enable us to have a much better idea of the regional, national, and global extent of the problem, and whether it's getting worse, or if management actions are actually helping in any way.
It's that old business mantra: if you can't measure it, you can't manage it. So unless you have the right information as to what is there, you can't in time work out what are the what kind of interventions are there. What I mean, short of obviously stripping aliens physically out of areas, is there anything else you can do, for instance, with the Cape Floristic Region?
Yes, Mike, there are all types that range from in the most effective is obviously to prevent the problem from happening in the first place. So making sure that measures are there to screen and to regulate which species are introduced. There are measures that are feasible to eradicate, i.e. to completely remove some invasive species if they're at an early stage, or to manage those invaders in many ways that are already out there and causing huge problems. Mechanical control, but biological control, and so on. There are many, many forms of intervention that need to be applied and coordinated to make a difference.
It sounds very important stuff, and it's obviously an important step, but it's a first step, and hopefully those measures can be introduced effectively as we go along. Professor Dave Richardson, I thank you very much for your time on Cape Talk this afternoon, distinguished professor at the Center for Excellence for Invasion Biology at Stellenbosch University, and it's around the team of international scientists, including contributors from Stellenbosch, about this new monitoring and reporting framework that sets up what sort of species of what kind and where and how are invading these spaces. And once you've got a really good fix on that, as Prof. Dave Richardson explained, you can then start to do something about it.